This is the Rush Hour. As you head home for a Monday, Luke, Libby and Dobbo with Margot Parker as well.
Hey, a big weekend. Enough of the World Cup and all those sort of shenanigans. The real stuff starts this weekend. The Virgin Australia Supercar Championships coming to our neck of the woods are going to be at the Queensland Raceway. Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We've got the legend that is Lounsey joining us right now. Hello, Lounsey. How are you, mate?
Good to be in here. It's been a while since I've been in these studios.
Yeah.
Can we just call it by its real name? It's called Willowbank. And, I mean, you know, everybody says, you know, like, Queensland. It's called Willowbank, mate.
I'll be honest with you, Dobbo. When I was reading that Queensland Raceway, I was like, where is that?
It's Willowbank. It's Willowbank. Let's just call it its real name. They flash things up these days.
It's your home track, Lounsey, right?
It is our home track because all the Queensland-based teams have to race there or test there because part of the rules is that you've got to obviously nominate a test track within your home state.
Yep.
QR, Queensland Raceway, Ipswich,
Willowbank.
It is the only track here that's registered for supercars. So, yeah, look, it's are you going to start us?
I'd love to. I would love to be a grid girl. No, I want to be, but that's something that's going to happen. I'd love to be a grid girl for a day out there.
I'd love to see how you could stuff that up. All you have to do is wave a flag that he'll stuff it up. Hey, Lounsey, because, like, I'm a Gold Coaster, mate, and when we have the GC600, you see all the chicks with the shenanigans that they get up to on the balconies. Are they more well-behaved at Willowbank than the Gold Coast? Like, which crowd around
Australia?
Probably
not as pretty.
Around Australia.
Hang on, be nice.
Which crowd is up for the most amount of shenanigans?
Well, this weekend, we don't have balconies.
Right.
We have banks.
And a hill. A big hill.
The grassy knoll.
Yeah. So all that'll happen. But, you know, the shenanigans probably, where we've just come from, Townsville.
Right.
Darwin. Clipsal or Adelaide. Yeah. There's a few of them.
Well, who's the best behaved then? If they're the biggest, you know, if they cut the loosest, who's the best behaved V8 crowd?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't know. They're almost as bad as each other.
Well, you're a bogan, Margo. You must like this sort of stuff.
I do. I've been to lots of car racing events, but we love Bathurst and we love Gold Coast 600. But you have recently announced your retirement. We can't go past that. And you've come quick to jump out to quash rumours that you were pushed. Why did you retire, Lounsey? Is it just the end of the road for you? You've had enough?
Well, it's a good question. I think
it's 21 years. Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, this is...
It's no small feat.
No, it's not. And I'm racing against 20... years younger kids than I am. Mm. So I'm 44 now, and as I said, I've had 20 plus years of the high level of where we're at. And look, I thoroughly still enjoy it. I do. It's something that's you've got to finish on a high. And for me, it was a right time. Last year, everyone was trying to push me and kick me out of the race car, saying, you need to retire, you can't qualify, you can't do that. Then all of a sudden, in 6-8 months down the track, it's like, why are you retiring?
Can't win.
But yeah, look, it's a nice time. But I'm not retiring fully. Like, it's just a matter of just stepping down on one part of it, which is the supercar side. Still going to be a co-driver within the team. Still going to be at racetracks, being an ambassador and doing other stuff, doing some commentary. Hopefully get an opportunity to race overseas and do other things in GT cars. And other, like, it's just...
Uber.
I couldn't even become an Uber. I'll drive Dobbo down.
Yeah. Hey, seriously, I'm goofing about the Uber deal, but have you ever been picked up for a speeding ticket?
Touch wood, long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Next question, have you ever been let off?
Yeah.
Well, that was what I was going to say. I've been let off. To be honest, it's... I haven't... I'm just trying to think the last time I actually got booked. It was probably like 3-4 years ago. So, like,
that's solid.
It's, you know, but the good thing is, like, probably the reason why I haven't is because when we go to racetracks, I don't drive. So when I, we carpool with Jamie and Shane, it's either Shane or probably most likely Jamie drives.
Yeah.
So all the tickets are going to him.
I actually drove behind a guy yesterday who had a sticker on the back of his ute saying, take over me because I only have 1 point left. And I thought to myself, I need that sticker too.
And what about the fans, Lounsey? You're going to miss that, mate, because how many people you reckon around the country are sporting Lounsey tattoos?
Oh, there was actually one in Townsville where we just come from that actually got one over the course of the weekend.
So in other words, what, you sign
her arm?
Right.
And she came back the next day and said, look at this.
Oh, fair.
That's love.
Yeah. Will you get some downtime? Because I know my husband retired and there has not been a lot of downtime. What do you do in your downtime?
Well, Lara's always said that when one door closes, there's many others open. And so now I think I'm actually going to be more busy next year. Maybe Corey's the same. Like, you're going to do co-driving. You're going to be an ambassador for the team. Same for supercars. Do some commentary.
Uber.
So, and drive.
Motocross, you're still doing a bit of motocross. I know you like your dirt bikes there. You like... You're
No more?
No, I do. And to be honest, Levi is, you know, he's now racing dirt bikes. So, cool. it's something that is an interest. And, you know, I don't tell the boss that often how often I do actually ride. But as long as I come back with all arms and limbs and legs, I'm fine.
Well, you can go check it out this weekend. Tickets are available right now. Ticketet.com.au. Lounsey, all the best, mate, on a fantastic career. All the best this weekend for perhaps your final time here at the local Willow Bank. But, mate, thanks so much for dropping by the Savo.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers.
This is The Rush Hour. Luke, Libby and Dobbo.
With Margot Parker.